Okay, so this is the AFL's report for April 19, 2013. So, I'm covering rhodium. Nobody, obviously, in the alternative media knows anything about it. But it's the study of platinum group metals, and it's what I like as a great possibility. It's like a bet, I suppose, any of these metals are. Rhodium could go down in price. But it seems to always bounce back, and it seems to have a bottom in at $1,100 an ounce. And we're pretty close to that bottom. I like to buy low, sell high. Let's be clear. Rhodium is one of the most rarest elements in the Earth's crust that's mined, and a very limited amount of it. I've always said, based on my study of this, that rhodium has special properties that are unique to it. Now, I went into that in my last show. That should be coming out April 20th, the AF Wilson report for the 20th, I think it is. So this will be coming out after that one, where I did a platinum group metals, a palladium forecast for 2013 and 2014. And now I've just found this morning. This is just printed this morning. Solar boost for gas power generations. This is out of Chemistry World or something. Again, you have to really dig to find these things. But it's just as legitimate as anything Alex Jones is covering. More, actually. Anyways, of course, they don't go here. It's not conspiratorial enough for them. They can't sell water filters based on this. But the point is, U.S. researchers are developing a system that could boost the efficiency of gas-fired power plants while reducing their greenhouse emissions. Now, that's all good, isn't it? The device uses solar energy to convert methane into more energy-rich syngas, thereby allowing power plants to use around 20% less natural gas to produce the same amount of electricity. The team at the Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory first developed a prototype system in 2011 only, which yield a conversion efficiency of solar to chemical energy in excess of 60%. Now they are tweaking the system with the hope of rolling it out on a commercial scale to retrofit existing plants. The system uses a methane steam reformation process. What? I know. If you've been listening to Alex Jones or Pete Santilli, which are meat and potatoes type of sites, who have no intellectual capacity beyond that of a 16-year-old reform school graduate. The system uses a methane steam reforming process by employing a mirrored parabolic dish that concentrates solar energy towards a compact 4 foot by 2 foot device. It contains a reactor, microchannel heat exchangers, controls, sensors, and insulation. The solar concentrator produces high temperatures that drives the reaction of steam that drives the reaction of steam and methane flowing inside the microchannels into syngas, a mixture of carbon monoxide and hydrogen. A rhodium catalyst reduces the activation energy and speeds up this reaction, whatever the fuck that means. Our system uses highly efficient microchannel heat exchangers to efficiently recuperate heat from the product system, from the product stream, using it to preheat the reactants. Blah, 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 blah. The most important thing about this article is commercial retrofit rhodium. Okay? Now, how much rhodium will they be using? I don't know. Probably not enough to affect the market. But it's an example of what I've been saying, and it's proof of what I've been saying. Rhodium has special, unique properties. It's extremely fucking rare. You can't go by its price relative to rarity. You have to look up the wiki. Abundance of elements in the Earth's crust. Okay? Very, very scientific. Okay? You will look for rhodium, the symbol, chemical symbol, is RH. Now find out how much is mined every year. Find out what the estimates of our abundance in Earth's crust. There's like 4 or 5 different estimates, I think. And then you will find out why I'm so keen on rhodium. It's rare. It's underpriced. I believe it's undervalued. But it's undervalued because it doesn't have a fan club. And it doesn't have a lot of uses recently. Pretty much it's focused on catalysts, glassware, and electroplating for jewelry. It's a small market. It's so there's not a huge amount of demand, okay, at this point. There has been times where it was highly in demand and the price went up to $10,000 an ounce. Now is not one of those times. But it could come again, and because it's a special element, very special, they are finding, scientists are finding unique uses of the metal. Example here, it's government, it's commercial, it's green, it's rhodium. That's why I like it.